Today's forecast still continues to look highly favorable for the majority of the U.S. Midwest. I really can't find a problem right this minute, but I think we'll watch the southwestern part of the Corn Belt rather closely over the next 2 weeks. That's the one area that seems to be disfavored for rain the longest and will also be closest to the fire, so to speak. In other words, it'll be closest to the core of the warmest weather on a regular basis, and that's not unusual. But we are going to be watching Kansas, parts of Nebraska, portions of Missouri, and southern Illinois, as well as western portions of Kentucky, over this next full week to 2 weeks, just simply because of the fact that they don't get much rain over this period of time, and that they will be seeing temperatures certainly seasonably warm at times, with readings often in the 80s and 90s, lower to occasionally a middle 90-degree reading. The exception will be in areas from the heart of Texas northward to South Dakota, where there will be upper 90s and temperature extremes over 100, but that's obviously outside of the key Corn Belt production region. Most of the Midwest will likely see warmer temperatures. Yesterday, of course, it was still quite chilly across a big part of the U.S. Central and Northern Plains and portions of the Midwest, where we saw temperatures work their way up into the upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. It was the second day in a row of such conditions, although the eastern and central portions of the Midwest did manage to get into the 70s and lower 80s. The heat is coming back to the Midwest, and some are giving it a little bit more credibility than they should be. The forecast is for the warmer weather to return. We'll see seasonable temperatures this weekend with a lot of 80s and a few lower 90s beginning to emerge. The warmest weather will be near and west of the Missouri River, and in those areas we'll see temperatures getting into the middle and upper 90s, and again we'll see those temperatures over 100 in random locations from South Dakota down to Texas as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. The heart of the U.S. Midwest, however, will probably see its warmest weather occurring from Tuesday into Thursday of next week. At that time, we'll see the afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s through the lower and a few middle 90s, but it's only a brief 2 to 3 day period of that kind of warmth. We'll turn right around and see cooler air come back across the region at the end of next week and into the following weekend. The seesaw in temperatures across the Midwest will be beneficial for crops, and we are obviously not going to see any prolonged period of hot weather, and so the corn crop will go ahead and finish out reproduction in a very favorable environment. Subsoil moisture will be conserved. Evaporation rates across the region will be only moderately strong for a few days at a time, and we'll likely see some scattered showers that will help support the pollination process. We will expect, though, those southwestern Corn Belt areas to dry down, and they need to be closely monitored as we go deeper into the month, but it's my stand that we are going to be seeing some kind of drier biased environment in the Southwest, and some yield stress and lower yield actually may occur in that region, but I don't think we're necessarily going to be seeing a real widespread problem with Corn Belt production. The poor conditions in the Southwest, if they do indeed develop, will be counterbalanced quite favorably by good conditions in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, among other areas in the region. We are expecting to see some shower activity occur across the Midwest on an infrequent basis as we move forward through these next 2 weeks. Again, the southwestern areas will be disfavored. The first opportunity for rain coming across the region is probably going to be focused on a weak little disturbance that will come across the upper Midwest here briefly this weekend, but some resulting rainfall will be rather minimal. Another frontal boundary will come across the same region as we move into the late Sunday and Monday. Rain totals in both systems will probably run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.